fresh crackdown in Bahrain, regime forces have arrested yet another prominent female rights activist and lawyer there. Amira Al-Bahrani was abducted during a nighttime raid on her house in the city of Sanabis. We do not have any information about why she was arrested or her whereabouts. Seven other activists were also detained by regime forces in separate raids in Aali area near the capital Manama. No further details have been provided about those raids either. The Al-Khalifa regime is under fire for its harsh crackdown on rights activists and pro-democracy protesters. The kingdom has been gripped by anti-monarchy rallies since February 2011. Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined by Mr. Saeed Shahabi, who is with the Bahrain Freedom Movement, and he's joining us live now on the line from London. Mr. Shahabi, as always, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how significant do you think this arrest of Ms. Amira Al-Bahrani is?
Well, thank you very much. It is, of course, significant in the sense that it shows that the Al-Khalifa regime has no taste for either human rights or for decency or for political reforms. And also it shows that there is no protection to Bahrainis from this atrocious regime. Women are in jail. They have spent the past 2 years, 2.5 years in jail. As the Bahrainis celebrated or commemorated the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, many Zainabs, who is the sister of Imam Hussein, many women like Zainab are being taken hostage by this regime, and the latest of whom is last night's arrest of Amira Al-Bahrani, who is a lawyer. For what reason? Well, because the regime has failed to quell the revolution, and it is just systematically trying to uproot anyone who may defend the rights of the people or who may embarrass the regime with allegations and with proofs of human rights abuses. So lawyers are at the forefront of those who are hated by the regime because they defend the people and the victims.
Mr. Shahabi, you know, Bahrain is quite a small country, so I wonder, you know, with every arrest, with every significant arrest of an activist or now of a lawyer, how does this affect the morale of the people on the streets?
Well, it has, of course, two effects, negative and positive. In one sense, when you lose the activists, this is the strategy of the regime to remove the activists from the street, like maybe Rajab, Abdul Hadi Khawaja, Hassan Mushema, and all those activists, especially now the youth who are part of the 14th February coalition. Now, on one hand, you lose those motivators, those dynamos, but on the other hand, the more they arrest, the more hatred the people have to the regime, and the more steadfast. We have seen now, after 2.5 years, more than that, we still see the people going, venturing into the streets, raising their voices, down with the regime. People want the regime change, down with Hamas, every day. And now that the Ashura festivities have finished, the people are more determined. They have been recharged with the ideas and concepts of sacrifice for the sake of achieving their aims and their dignity. So I believe the regime is really worried, especially that its own allies are beginning to change their mind about how long they can continue supporting a murderous regime, especially in the presence of the Saudi occupiers who are occupying the country. So the country is passing through a difficult phase, but the people are there in the streets, and they are unlikely to withdraw until their aims have been fulfilled.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate your insight. As always, that was Mr. Saeed Shahabi with the Bahrain Freedom Movement speaking to us live from London.